This is Shione Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Monday, August 22, 2016. Zimbabweans react to allegations that leader of Prophetic Healing and Deliverance Ministries, Walter Magaya, allegedly raped a 25-year-old woman. Two factions of President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party have clashed just outside Harare in a primary election to fill a parliamentary seat left vacant following the expulsion of war veterans leader Christopher Mchangwa from the former liberation movement for allegedly denigrating the image of the president and the first lady, Grace Mugabe. After 18 opposition parties, including MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai and former vice president Joyce Mujuru, Zimbabwe People's First are crafting a coalition to take on ZANU-PF in the 2018 general elections. We'll take a closer look at the causes and symptoms of dementia and its effects. And Team Zimbabwe is returning home empty-handed from the 2016 Olympic Games. The three remaining Zimbabwean athletes were a big letdown as they failed to finish in the top 10 of the marathon, with one of them failing to finish the race. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940. And 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts will be talking with listeners about the coalition of opposition parties being crafted in Zimbabwe, which includes the Movement of Democratic Change by Morgan Tsvangirai and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, Zimbabwe People's First. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.